The moment that you get fixated on one of them and try really hard to see it or understand it or to peruse it before you are able to, you turn upstream and it all goes away. And so just have the attitude that you know it's unfolding, you're happy with the speed of its unfolding, you know that you're doing all the work that is exactly right, and just enjoy the process of this. Esther sat for 9 months in a state of meditation, 15 or 20 minutes every day, and it was enough for her to tune into the energy that is us. And so just relax and allow it to happen naturally. The next thing we want to say to you, and we're all having quite a bit of joyous pleasure as we heard your statement and as we are chewing on it together here, as you are trying to identify with some sort of precision and label of what this infinite intelligence is that you're tapping into. In other words, some people want to call it extraterrestrial. Some people want to call it God. Some people want to call it angel or inner being. And we understand how in your human form, as you are so used to deciphering things and pinpointing latitudes and longitudes and knowing exactly where you are at all moments and trying to figure out your relationship with everyone, we understand that it is a bit unsettling to begin tapping into a vibration that has no boundaries and that you cannot isolate in terms of time or space, but you can identify it in terms of vibration. So it must be enough, because it's all you can do, for you to feel yourself into alignment with it. And it requires, from our point of view, it requires, in order to keep yourself happily moving toward that which you are reaching for, it only requires an understanding that the better it feels, the more in alignment it is with your true intentions. And if it feels uncomfortable, then something's out of whack, and just let go of the thought. When you realize that, we'll begin in another place here. Everything that is source energy is pure positive energy. And from your framework, you would call it resistance-free. That's why we find the words pure positive energy. But every thought that has ever been thought still exists. And so it's possible for you to, in your trying to connect, to be pointed upstream enough that you tap in to a stream of thought that has been generated from human conscious minds. There are a lot of people that don't mean to be doing that, but that's what happens when you try to make it happen instead of allowing it to happen. Sometimes you can hook in to that effort kind of thing. And we're not saying that there are not plenty of wonderful thoughts that humans think, and that there are not plenty of wonderful streams of thoughts that you could hook into, but once you begin to connect with the energy of Source, you will always know whether you are in vibrational alignment with that or if you've picked up on some stream of thought. We like to tease our friends and say, if what you're receiving feels loving and is encouraging you and is offering guidance about where to go, know that you have aligned with that which is your source. If it's cautioning you or warning you or telling you that you are doing something wrong, it's not your inner being, it's your mother.
Yeah. So
or,
true.
Or something along the physical trail, you see. And when you think about it, that every thought that you've ever thought still exists, and that law of attraction is causing those thoughts to gather together, then there are plenty of streams of thoughts that do not serve you that are easy to tap into. And so sometimes as you are moving along, if you're not deliberate about your thought, and we've had all kinds of conversations today about focusing and wanting to deliberately move downstream, and we want you to realize that it's not an uncommon thing for your thoughts to become intertwined with other thoughts. In fact, it is the most common thing in the world. In fact, we would go so far as to say, we have never met any of you, certainly any of you or any of the others, who have ever thought your own private thought. You're not thinking your own private thoughts. You're having thoughts from your perspective, which makes them uniquely yours. But as soon as you put them out there, law of attraction combines them with other thoughts. And that's what makes the mass consciousness expand in this sort of collective, unified, co-creative experience, you see. And so as there are lots of thoughts of warning and lots, Esther, when she first began,